You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. That's horrible.
You are listening to CJLO News. Monday, December 1st, about 60 Concordia students walked out of class and gathered in the atrium of Concordia's Hall building, protesting what they called censorship from Concordia surrounding Palestine. The protest, which then continued out of the building and down the street without incident, was largely in response to the barring of a Concordia Student Union employee from campus. Back in October, towards the end of the month, CSU campaigns coordinator Juliana Smith was banned from Concordia. In her role, Smith coordinates political campaigns on behalf of the student body, having worked in the past on environmental campaigns, food security movements, and more. A Concordia alum, Smith herself, is not currently a student. Concordia alleges that Smith enabled aggressive behavior during the student strikes for Palestine back on October 6th of this year. The email reads, Smith is banned for, quote, participating in preparing and equipping persons who then engaged in aggressive harassment of students and others and caused many class disruptions, unquote. Smith told CJLO News there was no word of an investigation and no opportunity to defend herself.
There was no evidence provided that I could even contest. There was no, even questioning or investigation about, whether the alleged behaviors had even occurred or to give me an opportunity to defend myself. There was no citing of university policies that I had allegedly violated.
Smith and the student union were not involved in coordinating the student strike on October 6th. Individual department societies voted to walk out of class, and thousands of students did. As part of her CSU responsibilities, Smith is expected to be present during any student mobilization events. Smith maintains she was on campus simply communicating with students on strike. Smith says she has never received this level of resistance from the school due to her involvement in other campaigns, like climate change walkouts, for example.
Student unions exist to present this counterpower to the university. And my role as, the head of the department that is tasked with mobilizing the student body to act in, largely in defiance to what the university's status quo is, that's disruptive to the university. And as the university continues to be in an increasingly precarious financial situation, we're seeing these austerity measures coming into place. And the university more and more has to present itself to its donors, to the research funding, to the government as a stable investment. But when there's protesting on campus, that political unrest, that's not a stable investment. And so they have to do whatever they can to kind of quash that unrest.
Smith is currently continuing her role as CSU campaigns coordinator remotely and has discussed her situation with legal counsel, but says she has no intention of violating her ban. Back on campus, protesting students say Smith's ban is about suppression and censorship of student voices about Palestine. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, you're listening to On an Evening on CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Joe. This is ILTS, I Love to Sing, by Soul.
The tears won't last for too long, sunshine. Smile, I know that you'll make it. There is truly nothing to be afraid of. Sing, I love to sing.
I Love to Sing off of Salt's album 10 from early this year in April. How are we all doing tonight? How are we all doing? We're having a lovely Tuesday evening. This is my last show of the year. Unfortunately, not so unfortunate. I'm going to have a lovely Christmas break, I'm sure, exploring some more of Canada. But because it's a last show, I thought I would just play exclusively music from 2025. A lot of it, some of it is still quite new, some of it's still new things that I found from earlier this year, but there's a couple albums in there that I really, really enjoyed this year, that 10 by Salt being one of them. Always love anything Salt puts out. There's quite a lot of new stuff, actually. I've got like maybe a third of today. Anyway, next one we've got is Liv. Well, Liv is the feature. I've been following her for a while, but this is Last Time by Shungu and Liv.
You took me by surprise.
That one was actually a recent find, even though it came out a fair bit. Oh no, it is new. It came out a couple of months ago. There you go. But yeah, this next one, I played Charlotte Day Wilson last week. We're playing another one because she's released a new song. This is High Road, Charlotte Day Wilson. Enjoy. This song, I feel like the sun's setting, even though it set hours ago at like 4, but it feels like a sunset.
Check out Jay Nice and Lady Oracle in the Limelight every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for underground hip-hop and R&B right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Thank you. tudo que eu não sei sobre mim. Fez gostar dos anos que eu passei sozinho, procurando. Sei que você quer se aventurar por aí, mas eu quero que você fique um pouco aqui. Pouco mais comigo. Pra que mudar? Pra que mudar se a gente tá? Que você fique um pouco aqui, pouco mais comigo. Pra que mudar? Pra que mudar se a gente tá?
Is that one Pedro Mizutani and Skin Shape with Sozin? I'm not gonna do that justice with the pronunciation, but yeah, super cool collaboration. I discovered that literally like yesterday, but it came out earlier this year. Yeah, so it really put me at ease when I heard it. Yeah, next one up we've got is Yaya Bey. She's been one of my favorites for a while now. Like I've been following her albums for a while, and this is one of the slightly more chill. I mean, she has a lot of relaxing music. This album had a couple more dancey ones on it. It had a song called Merlot and Grigio, which makes me dance every time. But this one, relaxing one, is from her album from earlier this year, Do It Afraid. It's called Spin Cycle.
To you, oh baby, wanna get away.
Change.
That one was another new one, Chenchi by Brad Stank. It came out a couple of weeks ago. He's a new discovery, new person in my rotation. Super cool. I think his voice reminds me a lot of like King Krul, but the music's kind of, if King Krul was a lot more like, had more of an R&B or neo soul twang. It's a cool little fusion that I'm really enjoying. I'm really enjoying recently. Next one, I'm going back to an album from the summer. Loyal Corner has always been one of my favorite artists for years. He dropped an album this year. Really, really beautiful. It was a lot more melodic than some of his other stuff, because some of his other stuff is more rap based. This one's from towards the end of the album. It's Don't Fix It with Nick Hakim on the feature.
Parts of the past, throwing frisbees, getting older still we, come here closer, give me sweet kisses on my cheek, cause when I'm gone you'll miss me, you don't fix it for me, watch it broken with me, wishing we was on that wishing well, throwing 50s, holding whiskeys, cold smoke to miss me, yeah, promised if I'm broke that you fix me. It for me, holding patterns in the past before they walk towards me, a picture that you draw me, up on that plane ignore me, yeah, 100 years until you're touching 40, watch it broken with me, don't fix it for me, yeah, read the same book and told them different stories, I touch the sun, it paints a picture for me, recognize reflections when that river saw me. Yeah.
like it was yesterday. In your childhood room, different guitar, a different age, escape from something new. Some friends giving plans. I'm in an interchangeable room. Found it there and I found it here too. I am going to Ottawa soon. I am going. Hours, it's short and it's long. Time to calculate what I said. Wrong. I miss that innate sense of bravery on those crisp autumn.
Interchangeable Room by Anna Rom. What a beautiful song. Quite apt for me at the moment because I'm also going to Ottawa soon on Monday. I'm going to go visit my friend. But yeah, Anna was one of the first people I saw perform in Montreal at her gig for Pop Montreal at Lesko, which was really, really fun. And then I got to see her perform that song at a poetry and music night just recently as well. And yeah, gorgeous. Thank you for the song, Anna. Next one up was another recent find. I was listening to a radio show. I think I've mentioned Derek G before. I'm a little bit obsessed with his radio show, but it was just a sort of community. Everyone's throwing out their favorite songs from the year, and this one came up. It's "You Got Time and I Got Money" by Smurs. I think it's from like March, but yeah, I really enjoyed this one. I hope you do too.
You got time.
This one is Arm Fell Asleep by Salami Rose Joe Lewis. Call it all kind of jazzy atmospheric stuff. The idea that she's singing a song to her arm that's falling asleep.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CGLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
At Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry, or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from Jontolo Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinema Public for a lively cinema.
Hey, it's Magdalena Bay, and you're listening to CJLO on 1690 AM.
Yeah, this is CJLO 1690 AM. You're listening to On an Evening. My name is Joe. I hope that you've been enjoying the relaxing music so far. If you're just tuning in, then I hope you still get a little bit of relaxation time. I know that it's final season, everyone's stressed out. I've been at the library for quite a while today. I say that, I didn't really get much done, but you know, it's a thought that counts. Next one I'm going to play for you is, I'm going to butcher the pronunciation again, but it's Kabi Ali by Nada El Shazli, who is Montreal based Egyptian singer. Again, I found this one recently, but this album also came out earlier this year, as all of them did. I'm going to keep saying it, but yeah, here it is.
Thank you.
One was Lineback 22 by Sayer Gray from Toronto, I want to say. That's bringing us to the end of the episode today. I hope you've enjoyed. I hope you've enjoyed the last few episodes that I've got a chance to do. I'm conscious of time because I want to have time to play this last song. But yeah, I thought this might be a nice song to round out the year on. I'll be back in January with some more songs for your evenings.
Know me, but they don't know me. Take the time, take it slowly. Know I like to live boldly, but it's my life and they don't know me. Ocean stepping on shores.
Ocean stepping by John Glacier and Sampha.
Touching on tangents, handing me they can't manage it, cause I talk a lot about bands. Find it weird, I got fans, I just hear it out and I dance. Hear it all, I can't fall, cause I'm ocean stepping on shores. Ocean stepping on. I like to sing along, but I've been a don, I'm just stepping on. And it's really enough, I don't give a fuck, let the people talk. Hear it out and I fall. I'm just ocean stepping on shores. I've been done, I'm just stepping on, and it's ringing.
coming, nice quakes. Keep moving, don't stay. Keep moving, don't rolling stone in a rage. Time needs its own space. Space, light coming in crazy. Tide coming in crazy. Sky stepping on a sunbeam. Ocean stepping on a stage.